Lee bent toward the map. The mountains rose like a rounded wall between them and the Union Army. There was one gap east of Chambersburg, and beyond that all the roads came together web-like at a small town. Lee put his finger on the map. "What town is that?"
Longstreet looked.
"Gettysburg," he said.
Lee nodded. "Well," he was squinting, "I see no reason to delay. It's their army I'm after, not their towns." He followed the roads with his finger, all converging on that one small town. "I think we should concentrate in this direction. This road junction will be useful."
"Yes," Longstreet said.
Lee looked up with black diamond eyes. "We'll move at first light."
Longstreet felt a lovely thrill. Trust the old man to move.
"Yes, sir."
Lee started to rise.
A short while ago, he had fallen from a horse onto his hands, and when he pushed himself up from the table, Longstreet saw him wince. Longstreet thought,
"Go to sleep and let me do it. Give the order and I'll do it all."
He said, "I regret the need to wake you, sir." Lee looked past him into the soft, blowing dark. The rain had ended. A light wind was moving in the tops of the pines, cool, sweet air, gentle and clean. Lee took a deep breath. "A good time of night. I have always liked this time of night."
"Yes."
"Well," Lee glanced once, almost shyly, at Longstreet's face, then looked away. They stood for a moment in awkward silence. They had been together for a long time in war, and they had grown very close. But Lee was ever formal, and Longstreet was inarticulate. So they stood for a long moment, side by side, without speaking, not looking at each other, listening to the raindrops fall in the leaves. But the silent moment was enough. After a while, Lee said slowly, "When this is over, I shall miss it very much."
"Yes."
"I do not mean the fighting."
"No."
"Well," Lee said. He looked to the sky. "It is all in God's hands."
They said goodnight. Longstreet watched the old man back to his tent. Then he mounted and rode alone back to his camp to begin the turning of the army, all the wagons and all the guns, down the narrow mountain road that led to Gettysburg. It was still a long, dark hour till dawn. He sat alone on his horse in the night, and he could feel the army asleep around him, all those young hearts beating in the dark. They would need their rest now. He sat alone to await the dawn, and let them sleep a little longer.